Got a lot of rejection today. I mean, I've never walked into a guy and he runs away from me. I do see people though seeing the sign and then Googling me, which is also kind of like wily because who knows what pops up first with Google. Sure. This has been humbling. I'm gonna keep trying.
So it looks like they've released Lisa Rann back onto the streets after she was recently arrested at a Matt Rife comedy show.
I did nothing wrong. I didn't touch my phone. I wanted to see Matt Rife. He's a friend of mine.
I don't believe you.
To be honest, I think any man with a brain is gonna ignore a woman that approaches him with a camera and a microphone, whether she's a porn star, a TikToker, or some other type of donor.
Would you rather $100 or to go out on a date with me?
I'd rather go to sleep, I'm so tired.
Oh my God, I feel that. So, would you like $100 or to go out on a date with me?
No, thank you.
Get a real job.
Would you hit our religion aside? Be honest now.
Be honest.
I'm gonna say this, y'all need Christ. Need Christ, man. Christ
can save. He'll hit.
I'm winning for marriage right now.
Would you make her your wife? That's the real question.
I don't know her. Oh, we going by all just looks right now. Looks is just, is deceiving. But do you fear the Lord?
Say yes.
No. Don't say yes if it's not true. What that means is, do you follow Christ?
What's the answer? Like, would you hit? What's the correct answer so I can say it?
No. Oh, no.
Marriage?
In marriage?
If you married me? No. You married me?
All right, beat that in the name of Jesus.
Any woman that comes up to you and says, would you hit, is not wifey material, she's for the streets. Yeah, that's completely out of order, splashing. I like that, man. Do it again.
So Candace, let me ask you this question, because you have a similar skill set to AD, with the exception of, you know, his jumping ability, dunking and everything else, but...
Do we need men?
No.
Do we need men?
Honestly, no.
Do we need men?
No.
Why?
Because they suck.
Do we need men?
No, especially men called Jamie.
Military 85%, firemen 92%, farmers 82%, landscapers 90.3%, pilots 90%, police 83%, fishermen 91%. We need both men and women. Without one, we're fucked. And if you don't know that, you're a donor, and we probably don't need you.
Where would you take me on a first date?
One and only spot I can take anyone on the first date is the kitchen.
That's a great idea. You need to run, and your wife needs Michael.
Get some help.
Most famous person you have in your contacts?
Bryce Cole.
How do you know him?
He DM'd me.
All right.
I'm gonna try to make this dramatic. This you? Dun, dun, dun!
Embarrassing! It's funny, when these OnlyFans girls or TikTokers try to flex their DMs from another male influencer or rapper, I'm actually happy to see it, because it means they're getting desperate and they're about to die down. And it never makes them look good, it just makes them look like Muppets.
Do you look back at some of your old lyrics, given the climate of what's happening today with women's empowerment, and be like, damn, that was kind of fucked up that I said that?
Nope, hell no, that was me. I love every motherfucking man, fuck them hoe.
Man, straight stop, up. Man.
Fuck them, don't say that.
Nigga gonna stand on business every time.
This is exactly why we should allow men to compete against women in sports. Look, it says he's never played football before and he's destroying a whole women's football team. Imagine how rich we'd get if we could bet on this. Mm-hmm.
This is fucking dope.
Yeah, they forgot the part where you film an innocent man in the background and you make him look like a creep for more views and attention.
I cannot drive.
He's got a point.
Oh my God. Some people are really fucking stupid.
She's walking in front of a punch bag. She's got no awareness whatsoever. And if he'd have connected, he'd have got the blame and probably sent to jail.
You're going to jail. You're going to jail.
You also mentioned that there's like 5-6 things you care about. So other than fighting and Harley Davidson motorcycles, what are some of those things?
I like big booty Latinas.
What did he say?
I do too. And there's nothing wrong with that. The most important thing is they don't distract you from your main goals. And you remember,
we must stay focused, brothers. We must stay focused.
Call me insecure all you want, but having someone you love fangirl over another man is weird. Is this man crying? Bruv, just leave. You ain't got to put yourself in that situation. And I actually agree with you. I think it is weird. I think a grown woman having an obsession with a celebrity that she's never met is a red flag.
Listen, I love the nigga that I'm with. That's it.
On your birthday?
Yeah.
Was you with him?
Yes, I was with him. But I love him. I can't.
But why though?
What do you mean, but why? Because no niggas like him. I don't care. And I don't want no other nigga.
As soon as I see a woman doing this extra shit, filming it and posting it online, I'm just thinking you're fake and you're doing it for the cameras.
Sensational.
It's actually his phone. He asked her to film it and then he wrote the caption saying weird date. Because I mean, who's not impressed by that? You're a bit weird if you're not impressed by that trick. That was amazing.
The nicest thing a guy has done for you, but it turned you off.
I don't like when guys be like, good morning, my beautiful queen. That's just cringy. Like,
if we just started talking, yeah. You just like already, yeah, my sexy chocolate. Like, oh,
sexy
my
chocolate.
God.
Sexual good chocolate.
Morning. Sexy chocolate. Sexy chocolate. Y'all, like, who says that?
I had somebody cash at me how money much? On my birthday.
How much?
How much was it?
It was $50, but I just felt like it was not very thoughtful.
What's the most toxic thing a guy has done that turned you on?
Like cursing me out. Like, ooh, stop playing with me. Like
just mad yelling. Like what you yelling for? Like calm down.
Like aggressive maybe?
Yeah, like you mad aggressive, but
Okay, so you know it's toxic, but it turned you on a little bit. Like, yeah, daddy, take you control. Heard that?
This one dude I was talking to at one point, he would call me. He would be like, yo, where you at? Like, who's around you? Yo, show me who's in the room. Like, it was super toxic, but it was like kind of a turn on because like, oh, you
he give a fuck.
Care. Yeah.
This exercise pretty much just shows that what women like and what women get aroused by are two different things.
If a toxic man is what she seeks, a single mother is what she'll be. There's only one way it's ending for these three donuts.
Cat lady.
Giselle was cheating on Tom Brady for years. It recently came out that she had an affair with her trainer for the past several years, even while still being married to Brady. But then she went on to do an interview with Robin Roberts saying the divorce has been very hard on her. Even more so, crying in tears, saying that it was absolutely heartbreaking. When in fact, she had been the one that had been cheating all along. How does one go on national television expecting sympathy when in fact you were the one that was cheating on Tom Brady? It just goes to show, no matter how good-looking, successful, and rich you are, there's still no guarantees when it comes to relationships and marriage.
It's crazy, innit? You can be one of the best athletes of all time and some average woman called Giselle can still cheat on you.
That's tough.
A lot of these athletes are great athletes, but they don't have great taste in women. We see so many NFL players, NBA players, footballers picking women that don't give a shit about them. They're just with them for their money. I think it's because a lot of these athletes are easy targets. They're young, they've got money, they don't have experience with women, they don't know the signs of a toxic woman. And instead of thinking with this, they're thinking with that, and they end up with the wrong one. Hopefully Tom Brady learns from it and he realizes he can get any woman he wants. He doesn't need this donut, and he sends her where she belongs.
She belongs to the streets.